you from Portland, Oregon. Now, for those of you who have been following my journeys around the country, I have just spent 4 weeks in LA doing lectures and workshops and staying with reverse speech practitioner Therese Johnson from LA, who has been wonderfully helpful in taking me around to all these various lectures and workshops. We had Therese as a guest on the show last week, if you recall, and we talked about some of our experiences that we've had at the various lectures and workshops. So, and I'm sure we'll have many more interesting experiences here in Portland. I did Clyde Lewis's show on Sunday night. We've had Clyde as a guest on the show. Clyde hosts Ground Zero on KUFO 10 FM 101 in Portland, Oregon, and I co-hosted his show last night. He had a fascinating guest on. He was talking about sound and how the secrets of creation are encoded in sound. I wish I could play reversals. Unfortunately, I can't play you any reversals due to the setup I currently have broadcast through Skype while I'm away from my studio in Adelaide. But I have a lot of reversals that talk about sound. And sound is a very common metaphor in reverse speech. And in reverse speech is constantly talking about how we are manifesting and creating a physical world with sound. So it was quite fascinating to hear their guest on Clyde Lewis's show, where I co-hosted, talking about sound. Now I'm going to be doing a Clyde show again next week, and we'll be doing it all on reverse speech, live in the studio on KUFO, FM 101. He's also worldwide on the internet, and I think you just got to go to clydelewis.com, I think, to access the shows. That'd be great if you could tune in tomorrow, next Sunday at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you just go to clydelewis.com or groundzero.com, one of those two will take you to Clyde's site, and you can listen to it just streaming on the net. Also, next weekend, I'm going to be doing the Mind Body Spirit Expo in Portland. That's at the Exhibition Center here in Portland, the Hall E. So if you're living in Portland, come along to the Mind Body Spirit Expo. I'm lecturing on Sunday afternoon. That'll be a good time to come. And come say hi. I'll be on the booth on Saturday and Sunday with Jeff Toth. Jeff is my right-hand man. He's been with me for 15 years now, several years in San Diego, when I lived and worked in San Diego in the late 90s. And then Jeff came back to Australia with me and lived in Australia for 5 years while he ran my business over there. It was we had some wonderful times over there. And, of course, he moved back to America 4 years ago and now heads up the reverse speech office here in the United States. So there we go. And then I have a lecture and on the following weekend, on October the 29th, at the Masonic Lodge. That's a $10 entrance at the door, Masonic Lodge here in Portland, Oregon. And then I have a workshop on the Sunday. That's Sunday, October 31st, on Halloween Day. Very appropriate day to have a workshop. The price of that is $165 at the door. Or if you want to enroll early and pay early, it's $140. You can call me on my mobile number if you want to do that. And that number is 424-209-5289. That's my cell phone number here in America. 424-209-5289. If you want to register for the workshop in Portland on October the 31st. Then in the evening of October the 31st, I'll be co-hosting Clyde Lewis's show, Ground Zero, once again. And at midnight, you're going to be sending a signal out into the atmosphere with the hopes of capturing voices of ghosts. And I'll be standing by with my trusting reversing equipment if you happen to find any ghost voices. And we will reverse it on the spot and to see what goodies reveal themselves. That would be very interesting, wouldn't it? All right. My plan for this evening is, seeing as I cannot play any reversals, and you're going to be stuck without reversals until I get back to Australia, which will be in 4 weeks from now, November the 16th. I arrive back in Australia. Excuse me, sorry about that. So my plan for tonight is to do a trance. And I'm going to do a soul trance. Now, I've done a soul trance on the show about a year ago. That was my pre-recorded version. But this we're going to be doing it live this evening, traveling to visit your soul. And the soul in reverse speech is a very common metaphor. It occurs in almost every tape I do will have some reference to the soul. The soul can be referenced as being happy or sad, as sick and well. There's many different states that the soul can experience, and reverse speech will describe these very accurately. Anyway, I've developed a very specific journey for taking my clients to the soul. Usually, the second meta walk I do with someone is a soul journey, you are going to be experiencing this journey today. Okay. Before I do the journey, though, if you'd like to call in, the number to call in on is area code 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022. They're going to want you to enter a conference ID. And the conference ID is 957-9082-pound. That's 957-9082-pound. And that will get you in. You come up on the board here, and I'll see you and bring you in. We'll have a chat. There we go. Before we do the soul journey, for those of you who are new to the whole concept of metawalks, the whole concept of metawalks, what a metawalk is in its simplest form of understanding, it's a guided visualization journey through the metaphors of the unconscious as revealed in reverse speech. Reverse speech at its deepest level speaks a lot in metaphor, using pictures and images to describe complex issues. Now, we have discussed metaphors on this program many times, and I've played you some standard metaphorical reversal to give you an idea of the metaphorical nature of reverse speech. And these metaphors in reverse speech describe the personality structures and behavior of the individual who is speaking at the time. The process of a meta walk, which is a combination of two words, walkabout and metaphor. Walkabout comes from the Australian Aborigines. They go on their walkabouts through the outback, which is their spiritual pilgrimage, and I see a metal walk as being a spiritual pilgrimage. So it's a combination of two words, metaphor and walkabout. So a metal walk is a spiritual journey through the metaphors of the unconscious. And in this spiritual journey, we encounter various metaphorical images that exist within the unconscious mind. And we change the pictures according to instructions given in reverse. And as we change the pictures or the images or the metaphors of the unconscious, then so too are we changing the behavior or the personality aspect that metaphor represents. So it's a very powerful process, and we're working directly with the metaphors and archetypes of the unconscious. When I give metawalks to clients, they're very unique journeys, tailor-made for the client based on their own metaphors. Many people report the journeys as being very vivid. They'll have no problem seeing the images the way the reversal suggests they should be presented. And this is because we are using the unconscious mind's own images and its own language and its own metaphors. That's the real power of a meta walk. You'll have to excuse me, folks. I've got a slight cold, so I'm using the mic to cough. I'm sorry about that. All right, so let's go and do this metaphor journey. But before we do, we have someone on the line. That's Thomas. Thomas, welcome to the air. I think you should be unmuted. No, you're not. We'll try again. No. Okay, there we go. Thomas, you're unmuted. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'm just calling in. It's my first time ever listening to this radio.
Oh, right. So you've never listened to Spirit Quest Radio before?
No.
Oh, right. Well, we've been around for about a year and a half now. Yeah, we've got some great shows. And there's, I don't know how many hosts we've got, probably 30 or 40 different hosts or 30 or 40 different shows. So, yeah. So you're listening to the Reverse Speech Show now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you do, Thomas?
I'm in high school right now.
Right. Yeah. And you, yeah. And how did you come across Spirit Quest Radio?
I just found it through a YouTube video that I watched.
Okay. Well, you should check out the show. Check out the site. I'm sure you have, otherwise you wouldn't be listening. And check out some of the other great shows.
All right, I will do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in, Thomas.
No problem.
Yeah, and we'll speak to you soon. Well, I'm about to do a meta walk, a guided visualization journey, so you should enjoy it.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Okay. All right. See you. Yeah. Bye-bye. All right, that was Thomas. Nice to know we're getting new callers, new listeners, listening in all the time. Anyway, let's go and do this metaphor journey, shall we? So what I want you to do is to get in a nice, comfortable, relaxed place, okay? Sitting at your chair would be okay, but just make sure you're not interrupted. So if you're in a room, you might want to close the door to give yourself a bit of privacy. And you may even want to lie down and just listen to the journey through your speakers or your headphones. If you lie down with the headphones on, that'll work too. So whatever works for you and whatever makes you the most comfortable, go and do that, okay? And I'm going to begin by giving you what we call trance inductions, and they're basically some relaxation exercises and instructions for the unconscious. And then we'll start the actual journey itself, and I'll be asking for you to see various pictures and images, and I want you to see these pictures, and here we go. Okay, so let us begin. So what I want you to do is just to close your eyes and just begin by taking a couple of nice deep breaths in and slowly letting them out. And with each breath in, And once imagine you're breathing in new life, then with each breath out, you're breathing out the old. So we're starting a cycle of breathing of new life in, followed by old life out. New life in, followed by old life out. With each breath that you take, each sound that I make, the conscious mind will gradually begin to slow down, function by function, step by step, whilst the unconscious mind, with its metaphors and archetypes, gradually begin to rise to the surface. Good. Now I'm going to give you a series of nice simple exercises now that will allow the body, mind, the opportunity to completely relax. And as the body and mind relaxes, so too does the unconscious mind, with its metaphors and archetypes, rise to meet the conscious. And to begin this process of relaxation, I want you to focus all of your attention onto your forehead. Just imagine your forehead is the most obvious and predominant part of your body. And as you focus on the forehead, I want you to imagine you can feel three tendons or muscles stretched very tight across the surface of the forehead between the left and the right temples. And these muscles are stretched tight, representing the general stress and tension that we carry around during the day and the week. And as you focus on these three tendons, I'm going to count backwards from three down to one. And as I count, I want you to imagine that each tendon or muscle is beginning to relax. And as each muscle relaxes, the conscious mind goes on standby even more, allowing the world of the unconscious with its metaphors and archetypes to rise to the surface more. I begin now with a count of three. The first tendon relaxes like a rubber band that was once stretched tight. It now begins to hang loose. And we count backwards now to two. Second tendon relaxes. Conscious mind goes on standby even more as we count down now to one. Final tendon relaxes. Tension, anxiety, draining completely away now as a wave of relaxation now begins to flow all through your body. As the muscles in the cheeks relax, muscles around the eyes relax. Eyelids becoming very hit as you sink deeper and deeper and deeper into trance. Good. And your shoulders and arms can relax now. Your chest and stomach relaxing. Your hips relaxing, your legs, and finally your feet. Until the whole body lies perfectly calm, perfectly relaxed, the unconscious mind now preparing to shift and alter in accordance with the images I'm soon about to give. Good. In any moment from now, I'm going to be suggesting to you pictures and images for you to create in your mind. And these pictures are going to represent and directly access their corresponding core metaphorical structures. And during this process, I'll be asking for the pictures to shift and alter. And as the pictures change, so too do the structures of the unconscious mind change. And this allows a corresponding change in the physical world in which you live. And to begin this journey, I want you to imagine you're walking through a vast desert landscape. I want you to spend a little time creating the picture, the image of the desert. And in reverse speech, the desert refers to the unconscious mind. So as you see the image of the desert in your mind's eye, as you begin to walk through the desert, and so too do you walk into the regions of the unconscious. Not to imagine you can feel the rays of the sun shining down on you. It's a warm day, but not too hot. You can feel the rays of the sun shining on you. Maybe you can hear the sounds of some creatures in the desert scurrying across the desert sand. Once you imagine, you can see the plain stretched out for miles and miles. Maybe there's the occasional cactus or rock formation in the desert. And you're going to commence your journey through the deserts of the unconscious. Now, as you walk through the desert, we're going to access some of your metaphors. The first metaphor we're going to access is the metaphor known as your wolf. And I want you to imagine you can see a wolf walking up to you in the desert sands. And this wolf is, his head comes up to your waist. He's got a nice silky coat. Can rub your hand through his fur. Look into his eyes. Feel his gaze staring back at you. As the unconscious continues to shift and alter. Good. And now you're going to walk through the desert with the wolf by your side. And as you walk through the desert, we're going to access another metaphor now. And that is the metaphor of the eagle. And I want you to look up in the sky and see this magnificent eagle soaring on the wind. And in reverse speech, the eagle refers to our intuition and our insight. So as you see the eagle flying on the wind, and so too do you access your intuition and your insight. And the eagle flies ahead, and I want you and the wolf to follow the eagle. And the eagle flies across the desert sands. And it flies straight ahead to the other side of the desert where the metaphor known as the Garden of Eden resides. And I want you to imagine that you can see the Garden of Eden rising up out of the desert sands. And the whole landscape changes now. You see this beautiful green rolling pastures. As you walk into the pastures from the desert, the image of the desert completely fades away, and all you see now is the Garden of Eden. Good. And you can see trees and flowers, birds singing in the trees. And you can see some animals grazing in the fields, some elk. In reverse speech, elk is a metaphor for our honor and nobility. And you can see a pond with swans swimming on the pond. And in reverse speech, the swan is a metaphor for transformation. So as you see the swan swimming on the pond, and so too do we access your powers and abilities to transform yourself and the world in which you live. And I want you to walk down to the banks of the River of Life that flows through the center of Eden. And I want you to make sure the river's flowing nice and smooth. Not too fast, not too slow, but just at a nice, steady pace. Good. And as the river flows at a nice, steady pace, and so too are your emotions, stable and calm and serene. Because in reverse speech, the flow of the River of Life refers to our emotional states. So the smooth flows smoothly, there's no obstacles or ripples, and so too is our emotional life. Stable and calm and serene. And I want you to look at the river, make sure there's no blockages in the river, no logs or stones or tree trunks or anything that would hinder the free flowing nature of the River of Life. And if you see any obstacles in there, I want you to take them out. As the unconscious mind continues to shift and alter, processing all these images clearly and succinctly as this journey continues. Good. And now what I want you to do is to find a nice shady tree on the bank of the River of Life, where you can lie down under the tree in the shade and drift off to sleep. And your wolf is going to lie by your side. And you're drifting off to sleep in the Garden of Eden because we're about to go on another journey. This is like a journey within a journey. A trance within a trance, a dream within a dream. And we're going to travel to visit your soul. And the way we visit your soul is to have you fall asleep in the Garden of Eden. And I'm going to count backwards from 3 down to 1. And as I count, I want you to imagine that your spirit is leaving your body. And you're going to float up in the air, looking down on yourself sleeping, and travel higher and higher. And your body's going to be quite safe because the wolf... because the wolf is watching and guarding your body. Begin with a count of 3. Just imagine your spirit leaving your body. You float up in the air, up through the treetops, you look down on yourself sleeping. And now on the count of two, you travel higher and higher up through the clouds. And greeting you in the air is a metaphor known as Pegasus, the white-winged horse. And you hop on the back of Pegasus, and he takes you even higher still. As on the count of one, you enter the outer atmosphere of the Earth and into the regions of outer space, traveling past the moon, past the planets, until all you can see everywhere you look is stars. And now, as you travel even higher still, I want you to imagine you come to a land of mist. And this is a metaphor known as the mists of heaven, or the home of the soul. And Pegasus lands in the mist. You hop off his back. And I want you to imagine that before you, you can see this beautiful crystal city with streets paved with gold. And this is a metaphor known as the city of heaven. Once you walk up to the gates of the city, and greeting you at the gates is a metaphor known as the One. And the One, in reverse speech, has different meanings. Sometimes it refers to God. Other times it refers to your higher self. And the One can appear as a being of light. Sometimes the One appears as an old man. Whatever form he takes for you is quite appropriate. And once you imagine, you can see him standing there. And you walk up to him and embrace him. And feel his love and his strength. And he takes you by the hand and leads you through the golden streets of the crystal city of heaven. And I want you to imagine that in the streets you can see angels. And they're singing their songs. As you continue to walk through the crystal city, the golden streets, I want you to imagine you come across a large marble temple in the very center of the city. And this temple is the home of the soul. What I want you to do is to open the doors of the temple and walk inside. And in the middle of the temple, I want you to imagine you can see a large fire burning, with a round column of light shining up out of the very center of the fire. And this image of the column of light and the fire is the image of the soul itself. And what I want you to do now is to walk into the flames of the fire. Because you're in your spirit form, you'll find you can walk into the flames without them burning you. In point of fact, they are empowering and invigorating, giving you strength. And then I want you to walk into the light itself. I want you to stand in the light. Feel the incredible energy of the light. feel the love that's contained in the light as you now connect to the power and energy and essence of your soul itself. The unconscious mind shifting and altering very dramatically. As these images are processed in the deepest regions of consciousness. Now, on the ground, in the center of the light, I want you to imagine you can see a large, well, she's not large, it's an average-sized box. And this is a metaphor known as the Ark of the Covenant. And this contains your laws and code and conducts of behavior. And I want you to open the Ark and look inside. And I want you to imagine that inside you can see a set of scrolls. And you're going to open the scrolls and find a blank section in the scrolls. And on that section, I want you to write three wishes or three desires that you want. It might be relationship. It might be financial success. It might be define your life's mission. Any three wishes you choose is quite okay. And I want you to carefully write them onto the scroll. And then you're going to roll up the scroll and put it back into the Ark. And as you put the scroll into the Ark, the wishes that you have requested are now written into the deep unconscious mind. And the unconscious processes these requests in these images clearly and powerfully and succinctly. And I want you to remain in the light just a little bit longer, feeling the power and energy of the light. And I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And I want you to imagine you're rising up the column of light. As on the count of 1, you rise up the light into the region, into the air above the temple, and greeting you in the air is Pegasus the horse. You hop on his back. On the count of 2, he takes you past the planets, past the moon. You re-enter the outer atmosphere of the earth. Floating down above the clouds, you hop off the back of Pegasus. Floating down to the treetops, and on the count of 3, you re-enter your body below and wake up in the Garden of Eden and look around. And some people report that everything looks subtly different when they return from the soul. The colour's just a bit sharper. The image is just a little bit clearer. Some people notice a sort of a sparkling essence about the Garden of Eden when they return from the soul. And now with your wolf by your side, I want you to walk to the very centre of the Garden of Eden. And I want you to imagine you can see a whirlwind spinning in the center of Eden. And this whirlwind represents your life force, your energy, your chi. And as you stand outside the whirlwind, I want you to cup your hands together and raise them towards the sun. And in your cupped hands, you are going to capture the rays of the sun and collect a ball of light that you cradle in the palms of your hands. The unconscious mind shifting and altering, processing these images clearly and succinctly. And as you cradle the ball of light into the palm of your hands, I want you to carefully walk into the whirlwind and into the very center of the whirlwind, in the eye. And I want you to raise your cup hand into the air and release the ball of light. And it rises up the whirlwind, filling the entire whirlwind with light. I want you to see the whirlwind shining brighter and brighter and brighter as the ball of light rises higher and higher. The whirlwind intersects with the cloud, and the ball of light spreads out across the sky, illuminating the whole sky with light. And what we have done is we have put light into the whirlwind. And I just want you to stand in the whirlwind now and enjoy the power and the presence and the peace of the light. And this is the end of this journey, and I'm going to count from 1 to 5. Bring you back up out of trance, and you'll come back to the room wide awake, fully refreshed, and the unconscious will process all these images very clearly and succinctly over the next few days and weeks. So on the count of 1, just have the images slowly begin to fade. Just 2, the unconscious mind recedes back to where it was. And 3, breathing and heart rate gradually begin to return to normal. And 4, conscious mind reawakens. And 5, you can open your eyes and come back to the room wide awake and fully refreshed. There you go, folks. I'll give you some time to wake up from that journey. I hope you enjoyed that. That was a fairly typical meta walk. A metaphor journey through the metaphors and archetypes of the unconscious. I do many meta walks each week with my clients as we work with each individual's unconscious, and each meta walk is unique as the person's fingerprint. So they're all different and they all deal with different issues as we're all different people. And there's many varied and complex structures. All right, you are listening to the David John Oates Weekly Reverse Speech Show, broadcast to you every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 Eastern Standard Time, of course. And it's brought to you by the fine folks at spiritquestradio.com. They have a new website up. If you haven't caught up with the new website, that's sqr.fm. And that's a wonderful site, sqr.fm. Go check it out. We have 10 minutes of showtime left. If you want to call in and speak to me, you can do it two ways. You can either Skype in. To do that, you go to sqr.fm and scroll down about a third of the way down. You'll see on the right-hand side of the site, you'll see a little blue banner that says Skype us. So just a click onto that, and that will take you straight into the switchboard here. I'll see you come up, and I'll bring you in and talk. Or you can call us on area code 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022. And you enter the conference ID, which is 957-9082-pound. That's 957-9082-pound. And if you want me to tape you, I will do that. I call into the show and I will tape you, and I will analyze the reversals and bring you the results next week, okay? And that's totally free. Call in, I will tape you or record you and find the reversals on the recording and report back to you on next week's show, if you're brave enough to do that. And I've been putting out this offer for many weeks now, and I haven't had anyone take me up on it. I wonder why. I wonder why people... Excuse me a sec. I wonder why people have this fear around reverse speech. It's one of the things that we've noticed since I've been traveling around doing lectures and workshops is that there's some people that are generally very afraid of reverse speech. They have this real negative reaction to it. And I'm a little bit unsure what that is all about. Maybe if you've got some ideas, you can call in and tell us, why do you think people are afraid of reverse speech? What is it about the truth that frightens us? One would think that truth is what we are all seeking. I mean, at least we give lip service to truth. But yet a technology like reverse speech comes along, which promises to show us the truth, to lead us to the truth of who we are, both on a conscious and an unconscious level. I mean, that's the ultimate power of reverse speech, is that it is the voice of truth. It is who we really are, warts and all, beyond the masks that we learn to put up and to cover our face with. And reverse speech cuts through that mask and shows us who we really are. And, I've been doing reverse speech for 27 years now. I must have worked with hundreds of clients and trained hundreds of students. Certainly, we've had the media coverage, very impressive media coverage in the certainly in the 10 years I spent in the United States in the 1990s. We had some stunning media coverage where the reverse group was certainly publicized very, very well. And yet the technology, for the most part, remains unknown. And that's really sad. That's such an amazingly powerful technology that can get right to the heart and truth of the matter remains largely unknown of and unheard of. Very, very puzzling and very frustrating, I must admit. Anyway, if you want to help spread the word of reverse speech, I have a training class starting on November the 28th. And this class is conducted online, okay? So you don't have to go anywhere. You can just sit at your computer. And I sit at my computer in Adelaide, Australia, and I teach reverse speech. And I will train you to the art of excellence, to be very good at reverse speech. Now, the training program... depends on how far you want to go. It's divided into three parts. The first part is 6 months, or reverse speech investigator. We get together one day a month for class time. That's for 6 hours of both theory and practice. And that's the reverse speech investigator section of the course. And then we have the reverse speech analyst, which is another month. Another 6 months of one day a month where we're training you in the basics in some of the deeper aspects of reverse speech. The analyst course goes into metaphors and how to interpret metaphors, how to prepare transcripts and to come to accurate conclusions. So the whole training course teaches you how to hear and document reversals accurately. And then it teaches you how to interpret the reversals that you find and come to some fair and good conclusions. And then the second year of the course is reverse speech practitioner, which teaches hypnosis and metaphor restructuring, how to rewire the unconscious mind. how to work with the unconscious and the human condition. And that teaches you metaphor restructuring, how to do the meta walk. And at the end of the 2 years, you are given what's called a reverse speech practitioner certificate. And currently, there is only about probably about a dozen practitioners in the world, and about a half a dozen of those, about half of those are practicing actively using reverse speech as their sole form of income. So we can certainly do with a whole lot more practitioners than what we got. So please, if you're at least been interested in reverse speech, consider taking training and become one of the pioneers of this field. It's an amazing field. And you can get started fairly cheaply. I have produced a reverse speech hobbyist course. It's a 6-hour program of 6 CDs, 1 hour each. And it teaches the basics of reverse speech and the basics of reversal documentation and interpretation, as well as the basics of prompting, how to conduct conversations so that specific information appears in reverse. And that's the Reverse Speech Hobbies course. You can download that from my website for $129. Or if you want to have a hard copy shipped to you, it's $169. Go to my site at www.reversespeech.com. That's the main Reverse Speech website. And to spend a little bit of time on the website, there's thousands of reversals on the website. I've had some people spend days and days just surfing the main Reverse Speech website. The library section has dozens of articles and tests and all sorts of wonderful things that you can read. You can read about the history of reverse speech. There's radio shows and TV shows that I've done. You might want to check out davidoates.com. That's the radio show website. I've been doing my own show since the mid-90s. A lot of the old programs are archived up there. Some of them aren't. A lot of them aren't. I've got archives that I have yet to upload to that site. But you can listen to some of the old DTO shows. There's some real classics there. There's some great interviews. There's the interview I did with Yuri Geller, which is archived up on the site. Fascinating interview. I'm sure you'll enjoy listening to that. And just go and check out some of the old shows and have yourself a good old time. And if you're new to the program, well, welcome. And we will bring you more speech reversals as time goes on. I'll be back in Adelaide, Australia in another 4 weeks. I've been here for 5 weeks now. Got another got another 4 weeks to go here in Portland, Oregon. And then I'm off to Seattle for a weekend on November the 6th and the 7th. I've got a lecture and a one-day workshop in Seattle. So that should be exciting. If you're in Seattle, come along and see me. I'd love to catch up with you. It's been good for me to catch up with some of my clients on the trip. So there we go. All right, folks. This is the end of another Reverse Speech Show. I hope you enjoyed it. The live meta walk, a live journey to the soul. And next week, I'll try and get a guest in, and we'll see if we can get my guest to play reversals for you, seeing I am unable to do so. This is David John Oates. You have been listening to the weekly Reverse Speech Show, broadcast through the fine folks at Spirit Quest Radio. Thank you all for joining, for listening, folks, and we'll see you all next week. Bye.